everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We're so excited today to bring you another interview with one of our Hall stars. This is really fun. I'm Rachel. I'm a film critic, and I'm here on the podcast with Anne.
Hi, everybody.
Yay. And we are very delighted to be talking with Stephen Huzar today. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Oh, my pleasure. Hi, everybody. And thank you both for having me on your show today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what we like to do with our guests is we like to give you a chance to introduce yourself and tell us what inspired you to become an actor.
Sure. Thanks. Great question. Well, my name is Stephen Huzar and I am Canadian. I grew up in a small town in the middle of the country called Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. It's a bit of a tongue twister. My first experience with acting was actually in grade two, when I played Old MacDonald in Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Yeah. And so that was pretty cool. That was, I guess, a lead role. So I got thrown right into the number one spot in the show. I remember my friend was actually playing a dog in the show, and he had to get in this really, really, really hot outfit, and he was sweating so much after the show, and I felt so sorry for him. I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. That's why I got to remember I have to be the lead in shows so I don't have to play a dog. So that kind of stayed with me a little bit. And so that was my very first experience acting. And then I actually ended up taking business school. I have a business degree in commerce and finance, and actually started out in corporate America for a few years before I realized that really wasn't my calling. As much intellectual stimulation that I was having at the time, working with really great people around the world, I thought, no, I really wanted to make a difference telling stories. And that's really where my passion lied and my heart. And so at that point, I decided to drop the American dream of corporate America and went into acting full time. So that was kind of fun. But I think going back to your question, that first nugget of inspiration was way back in grade two.
Oh my gosh. So you basically have lived the Hallmark movie. Ensconced in business.
Uh-huh.
And then you realized the error of your ways.
Kind of. And I actually went back to my hometown.
So oh my gosh.
As a matter of fact, I was working in Chicago at the time. Yeah, I was at a company in Chicago, and then I ended up going back to Saskatoon to kind of find myself, the small town. There you go. This is it. It's actually a Hallmark story. Maybe I should actually pitch it.
Yeah.
Maybe
we can actually shoot my story sometime.
Yeah.
Where is that town that I can't say?
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon.
Saskatoon. Yeah, it's. I know that's the K and the S getting them mixed up is a common tongue twister. It's actually about a 12-hour drive north of Fargo, North Dakota. So
oh
it's
gosh.
Quite far north. Yeah,
okay.
We're way up there. It's it gets very wow. very cold, and we have. I think the winter is the longest season of the year. I was actually born as a blizzard myself, a snow blizzard.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
So yeah, got some hearty blood in me for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you end up going to school for acting, or did you just kind of dive in, or?
I did. I mean, my undergraduate was business, but then I did after I realized this is I really wanted to get into it. I moved out to Vancouver, and that's where I really started getting to studies in Vancouver, and then also in Toronto, studied quite a bit there as well. And then it obviously started to work, and the rest is history. But I like to study as much as I can. We always like to keep juicy as actors and push ourselves creatively, you know, uh-huh. So I continue to do that.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So your first role for Hallmark, was that the Walk the Dog? Was that your first one?
No, let me turn. I'm trying to remember the first.
Oh, no, that was a short.
That was a short,
did, for Lifetime, you were in The 12 Men of Christmas, which makes me very excited because I love that movie.
Yeah, that's we both great. Like that one.
Oh great. Yeah, yes. That was really fun to work with Kristen Chenoweth on that one. Yeah, that was fun. I was... And a lot of great guys that we still, a lot of the other 12 men or the other 11 men, I should say, where a lot of us are still good buddies, as a matter of fact. So yeah, it's kind of neat.
That's great.
Years ago now, we shot that
dream of having a similar movie for Hallmark.
Yes.
This is our dream.
Okay.
That we want there to be a Firehouse movie. And our dream is that you could have all of the typical leading men in one firehouse, and then all of the typical like wrong guys, the bad men of business or whatever, in a different firehouse. Oh, and you could have a rivalry.
Right.
Keep between the two.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be so good.
Competing for you guys. Yes, exactly. So
good. That could be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Right. I like the way this is going.
It would be the movie event of the year.
It could be.
The movie event of the year. Yeah, I do. I love The 12 Minute Christmas. I think it's so fun.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good place to start off your, I guess, TV rom-com world.
Yeah, absolutely. It was awesome. Yeah, they had, I mean, it seems, I really enjoy rom-com. I like to make people laugh a lot. I enjoy the romantic side as well. So putting those two things together is pretty fun. You know, I do like to swing into the villainous world once in a while, in the dramatic world, which I seem to balance my career with, which is lots of fun. But in general, I love the comedy, and I just love inspiring people. And I think good story. The world needs more good stories, and that's why I'm pretty excited that Hallmark's got such a library and a breadth of stories that really uplift people, which I think is a really good thing these days.
The first time I think I remember seeing you on Hallmark was in Magical Christmas Ornaments. Mm-hmm. And that one I feel like was a surprise. I didn't think from the summary and the other things, I was like, oh, I don't think this one's going to be very good. And then I watched it. I was like, this is good. I like this one.
Yeah. I'm glad you liked it.
The only thing I didn't like about that one is that podcasts were a major villain. When they talk about it, they're just like, oh, you're on a podcast.
Oh, that's right.
You're on the podcast. It was so very suspect.
I'm so sorry about that. I had nothing to do with that decision. Now that I look back on it, boy, we should have changed the script for sure.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no, it was really great working with on that show as well. That was just only a couple of years ago, actually.
Yeah, and 2017.
Yeah, and then we went into... Return to Christmas Creek, I think, was the next one I did with you guys.
Yeah. And
that was really fun, shooting up in Northern Ontario, beautiful lake country up there. And again, a great, great cast too.
Were you slightly villainous in Magical Christmas Ornaments?
Villainous. I was definitely, I was the third guy, so I wasn't the love interest, but I was her previous potential love interest, I guess. So I came back to haunt
didn't you
her,
spill the beans about in your book about exactly. her life, and so then she got really upset on podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
I tend to do that. I'm a bit of a storyteller kind of guy, and I thought we could use that to benefit my career. I wasn't too excited about that, no, but deep down, I was a very nice guy. He was a nice guy as well, of course. You know,
well,
no bad intentions. He just, you know, just wanted to leverage that story a little bit that relationship.
Well, feel free to be equally verbose on this podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. All right. I'm ready.
All the juicy details.
Yes.
That's funny. All right. Well, good. And so you had Return to Christmas Creek last year. Mm-hmm. For Hallmark Channel. And where was that all filmed?
So Return to Christmas Creek was filmed, I'm trying to remember the exact place. Yeah, it was in North Bay, it's called. So it's quite a bit of a hike from Toronto. It's about 5 hours drive north of there. But gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous lake.
It looked
country.
Really pretty.
Yeah, really pretty. We had a float plane in there. We had a little cabin that we were staying at actually while we were shooting for half the movie, which was just awesome. I'm a water baby myself. I love the water. I'm a sailor. Yeah, I love to kayak, canoe, and windsurf and surf. And so it was it was awesome being by the water so much. I any chance I can get to work outside, I take it. So it was a real pleasure up there. Yeah, it's beautiful people and really nice small town people too that really treated us well. They were very excited that we're shooting at the resort.
Well, I'm with you on the water.
Right.
I'm an open water swimmer myself. Oh, okay. So I love being in the water. It's my favorite thing.
Are you, do you race? Do you like, is it a competitive?
I've done, well, it is, but I'm not really, I'm just one of the, give me my medal, I finished person. I'm not a competitive person. But yeah, I've done 13 open water races over the years.
And, oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yeah,
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And but warmer water races.
Warmer. Yeah, in the summer.
Yeah.
I'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast and thank our sponsor. They are the good folks over at HelloFresh, and they are America's number one meal kit. And right now you get 9 free meals with HelloFresh by going to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9. And then use code Hallmarkies9 when you check out. And most people are kind of aware, I think, of these meal kits. But I think what makes HelloFresh really special is there's the easy layout of the recipe cards and the freshness and uniqueness of the recipes, because especially this time of the year where things are so busy, we all need some help. You can save so much time by using HelloFresh because you don't have to go shopping. You have the easy to use recipes, and it's something that you can get out of your dinner rut. And these are chef curated meals. And so you can try things that you would never try before. And I recently tried it and I had my 3 meals and they were all delicious. They were all easy to make. And they're definitely something that I would not have made on my own, which was nice. And it's also nice as a single person that I didn't have to buy like a whole jar of something just to use a little tiny bit, which can be a problem, and you just get the little bit that you need. So it's actually not wasteful, and everything is just really fresh and yummy, and you've got your card there so you can really see what it's supposed to look like. Definitely recommend it. And right now you can get 9 free meals with HelloFresh going to HelloFresh.com/Hallmarkies9. Use code Hallmarkies9. But I have done the Great Salt Lake 4 times, which is,
okay.
We like to joke that it's the devil in lake form, Great Salt Lake. It's really hard. So I'm really proud of that.
How long are those races?
It's a mile.
But,
and everybody thinks, oh, you float in the Great Salt Lake, so it's must be super easy. False. It's not. It's very difficult.
Something a mile is difficult, I'd say. Absolutely.
Extremely
difficult.
Tiring.
Oh my gosh.
The salt just sucks everything out of your body. And difficult.
And you're probably thirsty all the time, too. You think you need some more water.
And your tongue gets all numb and you can't feel it. It's a strange activity. I don't know what's wrong with me, but it does feel so good when you finish and you're just like, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
Right.
Anyway,
absolutely.
So, but I love being in the water.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, my sign, I have a water sign as well. I'm Aquarius. There's lots of water in that sign. Ah. So there you go.
That's it.
Figured it out. 2 Aquariuses on the call. That's great. Yeah.
So you had done 1 Aurora Tea Garden. So did that help you kind of get in the?
Yes. We forgot about the Aurora Tea Garden. I did that way back in 20. That was the first Hallmark movie I did. You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. I played Father Scott Aubrey.
That's right. I remember that. Okay.
Marian Priest. It was awesome. And with Candace Cameron Bure. She's awesome. We had some fun. We were shooting. That was actually in Vancouver. Shooting up the coast. A line in a little place called Squamish. An interesting story here. When I was shooting a scene with her in a restaurant, you remember that was back when they were shooting The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. Oscar for. And they were being rained out so badly during that time. They shot it over 2 years and there was huge, huge floods and rains during that time. So he was actually flooded out and was staying, I believe, in the same place we were shooting in the hotel. It was really quite a nice hotel. And I didn't actually see him, but he was actually, some of the crew told us after we were doing our scene that he was there watching us for a little bit. So that was kind of neat. Interesting story. You know, a little different kind of movie, but.
Give him some relief from.
Yeah, exactly. There was a little bit of a different kind of tenure to the show. So maybe he just had to watch it just to feel good.
He's watching that and he's like, is it worth it? Is it worth it to get the Oscar to go through this horrible experience.
Exactly. They sure pulled through though, that's for sure. But I remember that was a very wet show. So we were obviously getting rained out at the same time too, but we managed to pull it off. We had a lot of rain cover and we didn't shoot, 100% of the show outside like they did, of course. So
we were
able to make it work.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Ruby Herring Mysteries.
Sure.
And so how does that work? How did you get involved with that in the beginning?
Okay. How did I get involved? That was actually very shortly after I shot, I'm trying to get my movie straight here. Return to Christmas Creek. Yes. I think I got the call probably a month or so later, a month or two, or maybe just 2 months later. And just telling us about what we, what they're planning on doing. They wanted to start a new murder mystery series, which I love. I love the old murder mysteries. I just find it so intriguing and interesting, and we can really engage the audience, I think, a lot, and that way they can sort of participate with you, which is fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was super excited when I heard they were potentially getting this going, and then it worked out, and Taylor, my co-star Taylor Quinn Cole literally a day before we started shooting.
Oh, wow. oh my gosh.
As sometimes this happens because she was on another show and I had it just the way the timing was scheduling is working out with our work. We had just arrived the day before, but we had a script read through, which is awesome, with the director. And I believe the producer was there. Yes, Beth was there as well. And we just right away knew this was going to be awesome. We're just like, thank goodness, because we knew that this could potentially go, quite the distance, right? We have optioned many, many movies sort of thing. And, as you don't know, depending on what you're going to do, but we could be doing this for a while. So of course we wanted to, we were hoping that we would partner up with someone that we get along with, which of course happened.
Yes.
So we were.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcasts, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Very grateful about that.
Yeah, what's it like working with Taylor?
Oh, awesome. Absolutely awesome. I mean, the girl is so professional. She's hilarious. And, it's really neat because now that we've done the second one, just released here last month, and actually just this last weekend in Canada was its premiere. We're really starting to find the nuances of our characters, the relationship. We're building it. Mm-hmm. We're having more fun. Not only our characters are having more fun, but we're kind of having a little more fun because now we've got somewhere to go. We've sort of started to figure things out. Often the first time you're doing something in a series or episodic, or even the beginning of a show, you're trying to figure those things out a little bit. So it's been a great ride, and we're really finding the groove, I feel, in the characters, and we're kind of exploring some fun things together now as well. So, and it was fun from the very beginning, of course, but it's nice to see it progress.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's nice that you guys can explore the characters and like take them, further. And since it's like more episodic, like you said, so
yeah, absolutely.
And you play Detective Jake Killian, and so was that fun to play a detective?
Really fun, yeah. I love flashing my badge whenever I can.
having your gun.
Yeah, having my gun, exactly.
I mean, that's such a good detective name, Jake Killian. They nailed it.
Interestingly enough, and I can't remember what my original name was, but that wasn't my original name. Yeah. So We changed it. I think it literally happened like a day or so again before shooting, or maybe a week before, or something like that. We were really excited about the name change, because I'm like, I can get into this guy for sure. He's got an edge to him, absolutely. Yeah. And we're starting to explore that edge now as well. We learned why he moved back to Seattle from New York, and there was an incident and a little bit more of his history, and now we get to know his family a little bit more as well. So it's kind of fun to play that mama's boy, but also have that ed, the detective edge to you as well.
Yeah, there were a lot of fun scenes in this recent one. The whole scene when she's in with Andrew Francis's character, and you're listening in on the thing. That whole scene made me really laugh.
Like,
what's going on?
Just kind of showed what, you know, it's really nice to play private, I guess we call it, to the audience. So, you know, the audience is getting sort of to know who this character is without everyone else around. So this is a really nice time to really get a good impression of what does Jake really feel about Ruby here, right? You know,
exactly.
So I hope that maybe started to come across a bit.
Yeah, it was good. And and there we got pretty close to a kiss there at the end. Which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. Might have been the camera angle. I don't know. How close were we? Was it inches? I think we're still within 6 inches. Wasn't too bad.
They love leading us on there.
Oh, yeah. They love those lingering eye contacty moments. So I think it was one of those where it's like, will they, won't they kind of things.
Well, you know how it is. I mean, she got to meet my mom. I mean, once the girl meets the mom, then oh boy, you know.
That's true.
There's comfort in that, but it's also, you know, very scary at the same time. So fine line.
I can't remember if you were, how much you were in the fundraiser scene when they were all trying to wax poetic about this painting. That whole scene made me laugh. I thought that was all very, very fun.
Pretty cute. Yeah. No, that was a nice night, a really nice big scene there at the museum there. It was lots of fun because we of course have a really nice ensemble cast, and we have a lot of return actors as well. And which, you know, we've all built a relationship from the last one. And I knew some actors from before, actually some other Canadian actors. So it was awesome. Yeah. We got to really play in that scene and throw a little of the authority around when you can, but also, you know, playful at the same time, of course.
Very good. Very cool.
Yeah.
We'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast and thank our sponsors over at Care Of. They've been such wonderful sponsors for the podcast. And right now you can get 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com, enter code Hallmarkies50. Hallmarkies50. That is new. That's different than our previous code for their sponsorship. So you go to takecareof.com. Enter code Hallmarkies50. What's great about Care Of is how personal it is. You go online, you take the quiz, and it helps guide you through sort of your needs and help you to figure out what kind of vitamins that you should be taking so that you're not just sort of wasting your time and your money on things that don't really fit your needs. I was able to sort of narrow down my needs for sleep products and to help me get a little more energy and some other things. And it's very personal. Each packet that you get has a little quote on it, is able to help inspire you to be the healthiest version of yourself. And I just was very impressed by the level of detail that they go to make it personal. And everything is just very easy to use. You can just stick them in your purse or your suitcase if you're traveling during this time of year. It's the holidays. We're all going to be setting New Year's resolutions coming up soon. So what a perfect way to start now. Start in December. And this would make also a great gift, something really thoughtful. So definitely check out Care Of. And right now, 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com, enter Hallmarkies50. So yeah, and you were also in my one and only just recently.
Yes. So
and I was curious, how was that to sort of, I feel like your character was a little more introverted than you typically play, was a little more nerdy.
Yeah.
And so I was wondering what that was like.
I'm glad you said that because I'm glad that's how it came up because that's what I was hoping. It was lots of fun. Yeah. It was neat because you know, it is obviously great to play the alpha male and kind of that leading man, but at the same time playing that underdog and sort of trying to fit in there is interesting as well. And I think very relatable for people. And I enjoy it because as I said, I really enjoy comedy and, yeah, you know, I was given the opportunity to explore that. And, you know, we'd rehearse it a couple of ways, and then you know, threw something in there. I wasn't sure if it was going to stick, but then we got the thumbs up from the director. So we, you know, once somebody was able to place a little bit of that earlier in the show, then we kind of went with it and built the character around that, which I hope it was as a good dynamic to the rest of the characters.
Yeah, it was nutty. There was like it was just a little more humor than in a typical Hallmark movie. Uh-huh. And I just keep thinking, like, Sam Page is way too comfortable being a third wheel on these dates.
I know, that's what I thought.
What's happening here?
I know. How did that feel, like, having him, like, always be there when you're doing scenes with somebody? I'd be like, that's so weird.
That's interesting. Yeah, well, Sam's of course awesome, so we were having lots of fun in that, but yeah, it was a little interesting. There's a lot of that competitiveness going on with the boys, and I think Pascal really enjoyed that. She had a smirk going on most of the time, on and off set.
That's funny.
Yeah,
the show within a show is always kind of fun, so
isn't it? Yeah, it was lots of fun. Yeah, I was trying to explain to people what was going on, and they're like, I don't think that, so what? And then they finally watched it, like, oh, I see. Yeah, that's awesome.
Well, yep. And her line about, I mean, that his, I think it was his line, actually, the whole scene with the air balloon was so good. Yeah. That was so good.
Oh, yeah, that was
beautiful. Good. Well, we weren't, you know, that's a risky kind of scene to do, of course, when you're, you know, wind and you've got all sorts of elements dealing with it. Yeah. It actually ended up being quite windy that day. So there was, you know, we were sort of playing it by ear if this was even going to work and so on, but it turned out so beautifully. What a great ending to the show, and we were really excited. Mm-hmm. And of course they were okay of going up a little bit as well, so that's nice, because often, you know, when the day comes and maybe you really weren't aware that you were going to do something like this, or maybe perhaps an actor is afraid of heights or something, then, you know, things can really screech to a halt very quickly. But you know, they just dove in and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Her character was afraid of heights, so
it
made sense.
It did, yeah. But then it's in the end, she overcame her fear, and what a great, you know, analogy to life itself too. And it was awesome, yeah. You know, that turned out the way it was. And I think people could really relate to that. If you trust somebody, you know, you can get over your fears.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good. It was really good. So yes. All right. Well, you have a new Christmas movie coming out on Hallmark, Movies and Mysteries, I think.
Yes, it actually is coming out in Movies and Mysteries. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we think it's a homecoming for holidays.
Yes, a homecoming for the holidays. I believe that's right. Yes. Yeah.
So we don't really know a whole lot about this movie. I don't know if there's what you can tell us about it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to give it away, of course, guys.
Of course.
I really want you to see it because it's going to be amazing.
I mean, people end up hating Christmas and don't fall in love.
The whole time. Yeah, everyone's, you know, sulking the whole show. Come watch it. Let's see. What can I tell you? Well, I have an incredible co-star in the show, Laura Osnes. She is a Broadway musical star. She plays Cinderella on Broadway and amongst many, many other roles. It was incredible working with such a profound actress, and she was so professional and just, you know, one of the most, you know, devoted and passionate actors I've ever worked with. So that in itself is worth watching because she is incredible on camera, and her voice. And you know,
I can't wait to hear Sam.
It's amazing. Yes, absolutely amazing. She had us literally all in tears, happy tears, on some of her scenes because it was just so moving what she was doing.
So she's a singer in the movie.
She is. Yeah. So she's a buddy. She's actually, I'll give you a little hint what it's about. So she's a budding sort of music star. We actually have a chance encounter. I play a military guy, and I'm heading off to Afghanistan when we have our first chance encounter, a little bit of a, you know, a hello and, you know, a surprise to see each other. We've never met before. And then we were shipping off to Afghanistan And her brother was actually deploying with me at the time. So that's how the sort of the, you know, they set up the movie. And then we fast forward when I come back as a veteran and she comes to return to her small town. And that's about as far as I can tell you right now, because I really want the rest of you surprised when it happens. Well, let me, I'll say one thing is that, her career really starts to take off at some point. So it's really cool to see that character evolve.
That sounds really fun. I'm excited for it.
So am I. We actually just finished shooting 3 weeks ago or something like that too. So it's
still fresh.
Still really fresh. Yeah. And we shot in incredible locations in the mountains, up here in Canada again, actually. Cinematography is going to be wonderful too. So I'm looking forward to people enjoy that.
I always like that.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to pretend to be cold in like 90 degree Canada weather.
Not at all, as a matter of fact. No, not at all. It was actually one of the first Christmas movies I believe I've done where I was really glad to have the layers upon layers of clothing on, because it did get, we actually used real snow in this one, as a matter of fact, because it was cold enough now in the fall in Canada that it would last for a lot of the day, because a lot of times that's not the case, you know, in these shows. So that's an interesting fact.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes it feel more believable. You feel more dedicated to the performance, I think, when it's like you can actually see their breath a little
bit.
That's true.
You're actually shivering. Yes.
Do you get to sing? Are you a singer at all?
I am. I like to sing in the shower a lot. about as far as I go. Yeah. Let me see. I don't think I actually belted out a tune in this one. No, I left that to her.
Yeah, I love her. I especially love her her Princess Party Broadway thing Princess that she Party does with the show. Disney songs.
I know. I can't wait to go see that. We're very good friends. I'm definitely going to go see that in New York at some point. Amazing. She was actually had to right when we wrapped. She had a show pretty much the next day back.
Cool.
So she was off again. But yeah, what a wonderful way for her fans to keep engaged. You know, it's been great for her. Yeah. Yeah, but she's really loving the transition. Hopefully you guys can have her on the podcast at some point.
We would love to.
Yeah,
she seems so wonderful. She seems great.
She is, absolutely. And she just loves this new, it's a very new world for her, actually, this film world as well, but she's really taking it in great stride,
Yeah, we welcome her to the Hallmark family, that's for
absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely, and she's feeling very welcomed, absolutely.
Oh, good.
Yes.
That's good.
So we like to end our interviews with what we call the silly questions, or during the rest of the year we call them the Teen Beat questions, but these are the holiday version of all right, ready? So we have what is your
I have no idea what to expect. Perfect.
What is your favorite holiday drink?
Ooh, my favorite holiday drink is eggnog with a little bit of rum.
Yeah. Oh, a little bit special. Okay, good.
Special eggnog. Yeah.
Okay, good. Uh-huh. All right. What is your favorite holiday cookie or treat?
Oh my gosh. Love pie. Number one. And my mom makes this incredible, I go home all the time for Christmas and she makes this incredible Saskatoon berry pie.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Really good.
It is really good. Yeah. I think blueberries, but way better.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. I do also love pie. Most people, I feel like when they say they don't love pie, it's just because they've had really bad pie.
Exactly. They haven't had the opportunity to really enjoy the good stuff.
Yeah.
Sure. Agreed.
So, okay. What is your favorite Christmas song or carol?
Oh, Christmas song or carol. I love Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I mean, who doesn't, right?
Yeah,
definitely. That's number one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started a whole animated empire, so you got to love that.
You got to love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Then we have, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Speaking of movies.
My favorite Christmas movie. Oh, my gosh. There's this really good animated movie with Tom Hanks. Something Express.
The Polar Express.
I love that show so much. And we we didn't watch it last year, but it's we usually watch it every Christmas. So that is my favorite one.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your favorite holiday tradition to do every year?
Oh, favorite holiday tradition? I go home. I think I've only missed two Christmases my entire life from my family. And I'm very close to my mother and sister. My dad unfortunately passed away. But when we go home every year, we go to this place called the Forestry Farm, and it's sort of this nature sort of park, and has some animals in it and et cetera. And they dress all the trees up. It's like a winter wonderland full of lights, and it becomes this kind of like the Polar Express. It becomes this sort of really fantasy kind of world. And I just love it. It's just sort of going into a real life fantasy Christmas world. And it's wonderful just to drive through there.
So they really need to make a Hallmark movie about your life. You come back to the city.
It's about time.
To the hometown. You have the Saskatchewan berry pie.
Yes.
You have the amazing experience that you just described.
The Forestry Farm.
Hometown tradition.
We do. Absolutely.
That's a recipe for a homework.
And we have very, very cold temperatures. Yes. So.
Yeah. Mm. Very, very.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it needs to happen. So, okay. What is a memorable Christmas gift you've either given or received?
Oh, boy. Definitely Smurfs. I was so into Smurfs. Kind of still am, not going to lie. into Smurfs as a kid. And one year my sister received Brother Smurf, I think, and I received Baby Smurf. And we were just like, yeah! So excited.
That's
and
fun.
Literally, I've had them. I think I still have them, as a matter of fact. But I've just kept them, and they've stayed with me my entire life. They're just, I love Smurfs, and just the idea of a Smurf, you know, living in a mushroom is pretty cool.
I think so.
Why not?
Yeah. Exactly.
They only need one female.
Really.
That's just a little confusing. Yeah, it's selective. Very selective. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, Scrooge or the Grinch? Which would you pick?
Oh, Scrooge for sure.
Okay. Good. Yeah. All right. clear lights or colored?
Colored.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Snowball fight or building a snowman?
Oh, snowball fight.
Yeah, that's fun. Classic Hallmark. Yeah.
Okay. Would you consider yourself a good gift wrapper or not?
Horrible gift wrapper. Just horrible. The worst in the world, probably. Yeah.
Me too.
There's always a gift bag.
It's a special skill. I'm getting into the gift bags and, you know, and putting it with those nice light papers, you know, the tissues. That's great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. It's the thought that counts, right?
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. Last question. What is your, do you have an ugly Christmas sweater, and what is your ugliest Christmas sweater?
Oh boy. I have a Christmas sweater that has a very big moose on it, which is a Canadian animal. It's sort of this washed green, beige, gray kind of look.
Oh my gosh. And
maybe a bit of red in it. And it's the itchiest thing in the entire world.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, I really can't put it on for more than about 5 minutes. And then it comes off very quickly. But yeah. I have one. Yes, I have one.
It's good for the photos, though.
Yeah. It's just, as long as the photos don't take longer than 5 minutes.
In 2018, that's really all that matters.
That's right.
Photos.
Yeah, right.
That's it. That's all we got.
Good photo for Instagram.
Yeah, smile. It's a selfie.
It's so weird at Disneyland. There's all this food that people are always saying, like, oh, it's not very good, but it sure looks great on Instagram. I'm like, what is the weird world we live in?
Exactly.
It's about eating food.
Yes. It tastes so good on Instagram, I guess.
I guess.
Anyway, well, you passed the test.
Well, I did? Oh, this was a test? Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I didn't know this was a test.
Yeah, we don't tell you, you know.
I'm so stressed out. Oh gosh, thank you.
So, well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
My pleasure.
Love talking to you.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah, let's do it again sometime. That was super fun. All right.
Definitely will.
Yeah, we'll have a great Halloween. Halloween. Yeah, it's not Halloween yet. It was a Halloween weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. do you have social media or anything you want to share or anything like that?
Yeah, you can just find me, Stephen Hazar. I'm on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Just follow me there, please. Yeah.
Great.
You can keep, I'm getting a little better of updating what I'm doing here. So okay. My publicist is always pushing me. So that helps.
Well, great. We'll have all that in the description section. You guys can follow Stephen. And thanks again. We'll definitely, and hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you too very much. Nice. Thank you.
Take a picture of that pie.
I sure will.
Yeah, I want to see the pie and the berries, what they look like.
I will. Someday you'll be able to taste it. Not on Instagram for real.
Yeah, in real life.
In real life.
All right. That's good. Well, thank you very much. We'll hopefully talk to you soon.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'd really like to thank Stephen for coming on the podcast. It was so much fun talking with him. We had a great time. And so make sure you're following the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media, and on iTunes and YouTube. If you are listening on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. We sure appreciate that. And if you are listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel so that we can keep doing more interviews and having more fun times. We also have our patron group, which is so much fun. We have our giveaways and other exclusive content. All the information for that will be in the description section. So check that out. So Anne, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at awscott21, and that's Scott with two T's.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So make sure to check that out. I'll be covering everything this holiday season and on both of my podcasts. So I'd love for you to give that a listen. And thanks again to Stephen for coming on the podcast, and let us know your thoughts of anything that we discussed on Twitter or on the comment section on YouTube. We would love to hear your thoughts. So thanks again, and we will talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye-bye.